For this morning, we bless the name of Jehovah. Glory be to God. We shall look into the Word of God as we prayerfully prophesy into our lives this morning. As I declare the Word of God that will become a built world around you for this week in the name of Jesus. What does the Word of God say? Zechariah chapter 4 verse 9. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. Now people will know this week that God has sent you. People will know surely that your coming to this world is not for, it's not for vain, it's not for play, it's not for joke in the name of Jesus. What God is laying in my spirit this morning is so powerful. It's not a failure, not a failure, not a failure. My brothers and sisters, you are not a failure. Glory be to God in the highest. I am hearing in my spirit heavily this morning as I woke up this morning. There's a word that just kept on ringing in my spirit. Even as I declare this prayer message, and it's accomplishments, meaning that none of you that is under the voice that is speaking to you this morning that will not accomplish major greatness this week in the name of Jesus. Whenever God's hand mixes with a man's hand, his hands, that means the man's hands, do the magic. People will see you as if you are doing magic because his hands has mixed with your hands. And so I speak with the voice of a prophet. Let the hand of God mix with your hands this week in the name of Jesus. And I declare any foundational battle stopping your destiny's exploits is consumed now in Jesus' name. Foundational battles that stopped you yesterday. Foundational battles that stopped your movement yesterday. Let it hear the word of the Lord now that stopped you from making destiny exploits. It is consumed now in the name of Jesus. I speak to it and it hears me now. It is shaking now to the foundation and it is removed now in the name of Jesus. Any mark of failure labeled on your forehead spiritually is removed now in Jesus' name. Every mark of failure that makes good things to drop from your hand when you're supposed to do exploits of them, it is removed now from your forehead in the name of Jesus. Gates of success in the land of the living, I declare them open for you now in Jesus' name. Gates of success where you sojourn, where you are residing, where you are living, where you are staying, the city you are, is open now in the name of Jesus. The hand of God opens the gates of success for you in the name of Jesus. Every gate of success, every gate of success that has been locked up against you, the hand of the mighty God that brings a man they call a failure to become a success on the heart opens the gate now in Jesus' name. I declare that your hands shall do exploits no man has ever done in your family line this week in the name of Jesus. Your hands, let it hear the word of the Lord. Let those hands you carry hear the word of the Lord. They shall do exploits no man has ever done in your family this week in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace to start good things and finish them in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace to start and finish every good thing your hand touches this week in Jesus' name. The miracles you will command this week that will make people around you to know that you serve the living God. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus, I declare it again into your life that those miracles you will command this week that will make people around you, both believers and unbelievers, to know that you serve the living God. Receive them now. In the name of Jesus, you shall become a major testimony among men this week. In the mighty name of Jesus, nothing will stop you. As I'm hearing accomplishments in my spirit, spiritually you will accomplish. Materially you will accomplish. Physically you will accomplish. Financially you will accomplish. In your career you will accomplish. Academically you will accomplish. In your home you will accomplish. Maritally you will accomplish. In your business you will accomplish. At your workplace you will accomplish. In your ministry you will accomplish. Everything you touch this week shall bring glorious accomplishment in the name of Jesus. From today, Monday, may you be called an accomplished man and woman. On Tuesday, men will shout accomplishments around you. On Wednesday, people will see and they will witness it visible in your life that you are an accomplished person. In the name of Jesus, on Thursday, they will see that you have accomplished. On Friday, men will see you accomplished. On Saturday, men shall see rest upon your spirit in the glory of God's accomplishment. In the name of Jesus, on Sunday, them glorious marks of glorious accomplishment shall radiate over you and your family. In the name of Jesus, go and accomplish great things. Go and accomplish great things. Go and accomplish great things. In the name of Jesus, you will not do small things. You will do great things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. This is Bishop Ronti Famodo of Divine Spring of Life International Ministries, South Africa. The word of God has come to you today. Believe it. And as it brings testimonies out of your life, share the testimonies with us by calling us on +27730606402 or send an email to us sharing your testimonies to rontiblessed@yahoo.com. God bless you. It is well with you. I declare this week that you are not a failure. You have accomplished. In Jesus' name, amen.